Welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts. In this show, airing every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, gain more insight and practical, intuitive tools to bring more clarity and purpose into your daily life. You can listen or be involved in live professional angel card readings on transformationtalkradio.com so you can heal, thrive, and grow in your life. And you'll experience it all with four of the best in the field. The Angel Empowerment Show starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Cindy Smith, and with me is my beautiful co-host, Enola Peacock. You are listening to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for this next hour and learn how Enola and I tap into and trust our inner guidance. Our show layout today is during the first 30 minutes, Enola and I will be sharing information. And then the last 30 minutes, you can ask questions or receive a live angel card reading from myself and Enola. So all you have to do is call into the number on the screen, 1-800-930-2819. And or on any of the direct live feed, then type into the chat, okay? All you have to do on all the media platforms is just say reading, okay? And I will explain more after we go on break. So as I mentioned today, I'm here with our beautiful Enola to discuss how to tap into and trust your inner guidance. And know when your ego is getting in your way. I love to say, when is my ego coming up to play? That's kind of my statement that I go for, because I know when my ego is coming up to play, and I will explain more of that. But because Enola is joining us for the first time, I would like Enola to, you know, dive into how did she start in the angel empowerment world? And also, what is her background? So welcome, Enola. I'm sure everybody's excited to hear from you.
I'm excited to be here. I think mine was gradual before I could start to really trust my inner guidance. I was a pediatric oncology nurse, so, you know, trusted the science. And, you know, the idea that there was anything outside of the physical was pretty foreign for a long time. But, you know, I remember a friend inviting me to a workshop, and it was on life's purpose. And I thought, okay, well, I'll go and attend. And the person that was teaching it was actually one of your students, Cindy. And I really connected with her. I loved what she had to say. And so I, you know, checked things out, and she was teaching an intuitive workshop out in Vancouver. And there was just something, you know, I just thought, I've got to go. And so I phoned her and, you know, said I wanted to come. And she said, well, you know, I am going to be doing one in Calgary. You know, maybe you want to wait till then. And I just blurted out, no, I wanted to go. And that wasn't, you know, like me, but there was just, you know, something that was telling me I needed to do that. So I did go out and take her 3-day workshop. And then afterwards, she asked me if I would be willing to host this other workshop in Calgary. And I mean, before I could even think about it, I just blurted out, yes. And I had to cancel a trip to Mexico with a girlfriend. But there again, there was just something. I just thought, I need to do this. And so I did. I wound up hosting this event in my home. And in between, unfortunately, the facilitator, and now my very dear friend, her partner had lost his son. And so the last day that she was supposed to be teaching, I wound up teaching it for her. And so that was when I really, you know, thought, okay, there is something where, you know, getting this guidance and asking angels and, you know, and since then, it's just like, it makes life so much easier when we can just go with that intuition. And just trust. But as you said, you know, ego can often come up. So Yeah, I'll let you share more about that, Cindy.
Well, you know, I was asking, and this is what I do. I was asking the team. I refer to my team as my guardian angels, which I shared last show, and Archangel Michael. And I said, okay, so Nola and I are going to be sharing about ego and trusting in that inner guidance. And Michael said, keep it simple. Okay. So, you know, part of our empowerment show is to share tools that help us at any time, at any given moment. So here's an example. Well, I'll share a few, but here's some simple examples. How many times have you been driving and you had this sense or a compelling that I really shouldn't be going this way, or I should be turning right? And this is without your Google Maps. This is without looking at to see if you're headed into traffic or any of that, like without Google Maps. And when you listen to it, when you listen to that inner knowing, that guidance, the intuition with your angels, and you turn right, off you go, no traffic, you get there on time, everything works out. But when I call it override your inner guidance and go, no, why would I want to be turning there? That's, you know, 12 stoplights where I could be just going straight, even though you know, and then you go around the little hill and you're down and traffic is completely stopped. And you go, I did it again. I overrode my guidance. And I'm sure many of you listening to this can think of times that that's what we do. We create this self-doubt that why would I do that? What is telling me to do something that doesn't make sense? And I call that paying attention to the inner guidance. And ego, like I said, it likes to override. And I really believe that there's, when it comes to ego, you know, I say coming up in my face, and I like that. Oh, here's ego coming up to play again. Oh, you know, am I going to look around it, or am I going to figure out why I'm creating the blocks with ego? And, you know, Nola, I know one of my number one reasons that ego comes up to play is change, right? Is change. And it's that fear of the what ifs. When you think of ego and trusting in your intuition, what's some of the things that you would like to share around that?
Well, just first of all, how easily it is for it to come up and just, you know, make you question everything. So many times, like, I mean, you said about the traffic. I remember being in Hawaii once and, you know, and just that sense of, you know, what, maybe we should wait a little bit, right? But ignoring it. And then just like you said, there had been an accident and we sat in traffic for hours. And I think too, that for me, that sometimes it's like, because there's no good reason, right? And for me, a lot of my inner guidance comes as knowing. And so, especially if somebody would, you know, says, well, you know, why do you want to do that? Or why, you know, it's like, well, I don't know, right? Because it's just, again, it's just, sometimes it just comes through as a knowing. So then I really question myself and it's like, well, I'm not sure why I want to do that. So, you know, then I can, as you said, override it and, yeah, and then regret it later, usually. So,
and I love that you bring up the knowing sense, because, you know, that's a big part of our intuition. That's a big part of our guidance, when we just know it to be true without having to have proof. And, you know, it's that's when ego really does come up to play, because it wants proof, right? Your ego is that conscious state of, come on, really? Why would you listen to that? What proof do you have that that is in the highest best for you? It's that knowing sense without the proof. And that really, it's part of really trusting in you without the proof, right? Do you know what I mean by that, Nola?
Absolutely. And it takes time to get there. But I think when you see the evidence, right, when you see that you've followed through, you get this knowing or, you know, some kind of guidance and you follow through and you realize, wow, you know, thank goodness I did that. And so I like to call it, you know, gathering evidence, right? It's like, oh, that worked out. Like even, you know, last week, you know, just got this going for a bike ride, but just, you know, waited for a bit. We were actually, you know, stopped for an ice cream you know, we were getting ready to go. And I thought, well, no, let's, you know, take a couple more minutes. And then as we were getting closer to home, you know, I looked over and I saw this little tiny fawn that was probably only about a week old. Well, if I had, you know, hadn't listened to that little, you know, intuition, that nudge to wait a few more minutes, I would have missed it. I would have, you know, wouldn't have seen that. So it's like, you know, all of these little things, like all the time now, it's like, oh, thank goodness I listened, because look at what's happened, right? Or I, you know, bump into a friend because I happen to, you know, be at the same place, the same time, only because I listened to that inner guidance.
That's an awesome, I love that, because then we really do get those aha moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to keep talking about this, but before we go, before I move on to talking a little more about ego, can you just share for us, Nola, your contact info? Because I know we dive into this and then we're going to be doing a live reading. So can you share with people how they can reach out to connect with you?
Sure. So my website is nola-peacock.com, and you can email me at nola@confidenthappykids.com. And of course I'm on Facebook as Nola Peacock. So yeah, lots of different ways to get a hold of me.
Yes. I know in August, you and another co-host, Deb Weinberger, you're going to be doing something that we'll be talking a lots about, but you know, your specialty is working with kids, and especially sensitive kids. So everyone, you'll love the topic when they get to share that. But let's get back to ego. Okay. You know, as I said, it's those tools around knowing when you're allowing ego to come up to play, or when you're trusting an inner guidance. And so ego is, you know, what they're saying is, let's say you're asking a question, because ask is big with the angels. Any guidance, ask is big. And let's say you want some guidance and you're asking, and the answer that you hear or you feel causes any kind of fear-based energy, it's your ego. Okay. When the angels are giving us guidance and we're really tapping into our intuition, we're going to get a sense of a positive feeling, and it's going to feel right. You're going to hear positive thoughts. It's that positive knowing. When ego is blocking, no, 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 or you're really feeling anxious about the answer that you get, that is more ego, okay? Because as I mentioned last week, when it comes to your guardian angels, they are yours, yours only. They are your intuitive team, and they are all about positive because they have no ego. They've never been in life form like us. So they've never been in this physical self that has ego. So for them, it's just all positive, all guidance, love, and light. That is why I love using the intuitive team of the angels, because it is positive. So when you're asking for guidance and you feel angst, you feel any fear, or that doubt comes up, that is a great sign to really learn when your ego comes up to play. You know, anything you want to add about that, even a time, Nola, when you think about when ego has come up and blocked you and putting you on the spot?
Well, I think one of the things that you saying about that being positive, but if there's any like that negative self-talk, right? Like, oh, you should do this, or right, or it's starting to beat yourself up or anything. That is your ego. That's never the angels, right? It's always done in a very lovely, gentle way, very simple, right? It's not a bunch of complicated stuff that you're getting. It's just very, very simple, very easy, and in a very loving, loving way.
I love that you brought that up. I love that you brought up the self-talk, okay? Mm-hmm. Because that, when it's negative self-talk like that, that is definitely those ego thoughts that are coming through. I can't do this. That's why I love, you know, my tagline, I created it years ago in the angel empowerment world, move from I can't to I can, because that's what I experienced. And that's what I get to witness other people experiences as they really learn to trust. Because how often, if everybody listening to this call right now, live or in the future, just think to yourself, how many times you say to yourself, I can't do that. Like, really honestly, be honest with yourself. No, I can't do that. I think an example for me at this point in my life, the only time that really comes up that I can't do something is probably because my physical wouldn't allow me to. Right. You know, I look at some of what young, you know, my body when it was younger would like to do that. I think really in my world now, when I say I can't do something, it's more because I'm feeling my age, I guess, would be the time. But because I really catch myself with the I can't, and really allow myself to focus on the I can, because that is what empowers us. Right. Can you know? What do you think, Nola?
Absolutely. I think, you know, if we want to do something, asking the angels for guidance, like, you know, I will set an intention in the morning, like, what is my next best step for, you know, whatever it is that I want to, you know, want to achieve. And, you know, I think one of the other things is knowing that you don't always get your answer immediately. Or at least I don't. I find I, right? Sometimes it will be throughout the day, but as long as I ask, right? Or I set that intention that I want some guidance, and then, you know, just allow my answer to come when, you know, when the angels feel like, you know, when it's the right time for them to share it with me. You know, I'm still, you know, I shouldn't be, but I still am amazed sometimes at how, you know, how easily things will come. And I find having some kind of quiet time every day, you know, that's when things come. So whether it's, you know, meditation or, I find, you know, even washing dishes, I find that, you know, meditative or quiets my mind. And that's often when I get, you know, get guidance, or of course driving, or, you know, whatever, but making sure to ask, or, you know, have those intentions first and then allow things to come through.
Mm-hmm. It is important. Like you say, that quiet time also. You know, I call it downloads, you know, yeah. And and when I'm on my own and I haven't asked for a client or for a student, when I get downloads, they are for me, right? They're my intuitive team, kicking into place for me to pay attention. And, you know, as we talked about in the beginning of the show around proof, right? Because ego wants proof. And, you know, does it work when we ask our angels? Is our intuition correct? That's what we mean by really getting proof. And over the years of the guidance that I received for myself and the amazing things that I experienced, I'll say to the team, you know, there's no need for proof, but oh my gosh, you know, it's like, wow, did that ever line up? Wow, did that just fell into place? I have so many stories over the years that I can explain around that. I think, can I just share a quick story, Nola? Just because it's, you know, it's,
I would love
it. It's getting close to, but it's one of those big aha moments for me. And even though there's no need for proof, but this is one that comes up, and Nola's heard this. So I have my engagement ring to my most amazing man of my life. Bless. And I was leaving a venue. I'd been teaching a class and I'm driving, and I was talking to my mom on my Bluetooth, and we were talking, and I had my hands on the steering wheel, and I looked down, and the diamond was out of my engagement ring. Now, if anybody would be, if you, you know, you look down and your beautiful diamond is gone out of your ring. Well, of course we all get that, you know, where is it? What's happened to it? And I just heard turn around. So this is what I do. I heard turn around. I didn't just say to myself, turn around. This is guidance. So I said to my mom, I lost my diamond. I've got to turn around. I'll phone you when I'm done. So then I start asking my team and Archangel Michael, okay, do I go back to the location? Yes, my child. I get back to the location, and instead of where I normally park, I heard no park here. I felt that I was supposed to park in a different place in front of the building. So my conscious self, my ego, I'm already running through scenarios like just anybody else would. Okay, I vacuumed the carpet. I had all these crystals, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to take apart the commercial vacuum. My brain, my ego brain is really thinking about what all I'm going to do is to find this diamond. When I pull into the front of the building, I heard stay outside. And when I got out of the vehicle, I felt, so this is using my intuitive pull, I was being guided to go around the corner back to where I loaded the van. And I couldn't make this stuff up. Okay. I couldn't make this up. I get to where I loaded the van. I'm getting closer, and it's literally like a mini tiny flashlight was pointing to the ground. It was like, they showed me, it was like light, and in the top of a pile of mud was my diamond. It was right there. If I would have went in and parked, I would have drove over it. So I go, you know, I actually had a few tears, and so would anybody else. When you are really trusting and paying attention to your guidance and really hearing and knowing and feeling all of your clair senses and seeing, and then it's like, there it is. And of course, you know, my diamond means something to me. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to be, I said, okay, thanks team, because you just gave me an angel story to share with the world. You know, I think the first angel day I had on stage, I think I shared it, right, Nola?
So yes, yes.
I think you're going to hear from us. We put these tools into place. It isn't, we walk our talk. That's, you know, I like to think life is easier for me because I do pay attention to my inner guides. We trust, right, Nola?
Yes, yes.
So we're getting close where we got to go to live readings, right?
Yes, I think we are. Can I just add one thing, Cindy?
Yes, please do.
I think just, you know, when you get that guidance, it's important to take action, take that inspired action. Because sometimes it may just be like one step towards, you know, something bigger. And, you know, again, if we, you know, let ego override us, right, and don't do it, it just makes life so much harder. But when we take that inspired action, it's amazing. Like you said, life is so much easier. I mean, you meet the right people, or, you know, the right opportunity shows up just, you know, out of the blue, except that it's not.
So no, just, I yeah, love just
remembering
that.
To take that inspired action.
Mm-hmm. I love that you use that term, inspired action. That isn't something that I use very often. So thank you for sharing for our audience, Nola, that inspired action. Okay. So, well, it's time to ponder the question. So here's our question to all of you. Do you know when ego is coming up to play? Do you know when your ego is coming up to play? Okay, we're gonna go on a quick break. And when we return, I will be sharing with you what angel oracle decks that Nola and I are gonna use. So if you would like to join us live, like I said, please call the number 1-800-930-2819. And Lydia, our producer, will connect you directly with us. Or please type into the chat and all the media platforms, reading, please, with your first name and location, or type in a question. And Nolan, I'll be right back. So we'd really like your first name and location you are, and we will see you in a few minutes.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, From Push and Pull to Peace of Mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
We are back, Nolan and I, on Transformational Talk Radio. We are looking forward to pulling some cards for you, asking any questions. And I just want to, you know, I shared about these cards, whether there's two decks that I've created with my cousin. This is the Inspire, Change, and Healing deck, with both the archangels and crystals, and this is inspirational relationship deck, okay? So, and on each card is an archangel message, a crystal message, an action step, and an affirmation, okay? So there, it's all right there, and a picture of the crystal. Now, I happen to even have the crystals all with me right here. So we will basically, for both Nola and I, who's ever on the call, or if you've typed into the chat, we will pull a card for you, and then whatever extra we get for you. And I am going to ask the team also to see if there's any blocks that are coming up for you around really trusting in your intuitive self. And I'm just going to take another 30, 45 seconds to explain this. As angel empowerment practitioners and readers for angel card readings, how we do this is, it's quite simple. We open up, we tap in. But what we do is by saying your name and location, and you've called in, you've put into the chat, what happens is you have given permission for our angel team to connect with your angel team. So what's happening when we do this? Yes, we use cards, but we are allowing the angels to give us the card. And it's your angel team that's given us the messages through our own angels. It's our angels having fun together. Isn't that a great way to do angel card reading? So we will get started. So would we like to start with a chat or a caller, Lydia?
We do have a caller from British Columbia. We've got Donna. I can connect you if you like. All right. Donna, you're on the air with Cindy and Nola. welcome. How can we help you? Can you hear us, Donna?
I'm here.
There she is. Hello, Donna.
I'm here. Hello. I'm so happy I got through.
So would you like us to pull a card, or do you have a question?
So I actually don't have a question, but I want to trust it. Whatever is brought forward is what I need to hear.
Beautiful. So this is our angels connecting with your angels, and let's see what we get for you. Okay, so here's the picture of the card. And it's the hormone balance vitality card, okay? And you'll see also the picture of malachite. So I will read Archangel Raphael's message, and whatever extra Nola and I get for you also, okay, Donna, is that okay?
That's awesome, thank you.
Here's Raphael's message. My child, hormone imbalance creates obstacles within the normal function of physical vitality. Imbalance of hormonal energy may create a flux in your emotional, physical, and mental state of being. I just got a flash of a picture, and what it is the Libra scales, you know, the balance scales, of course, the word balance, but here's your trust. This is their piece. You know how I asked about what is the message that comes through for trust? Really keep, they're telling me 80% of the time, you know when you're out of balance and you know what to do. But there are 20% of the time you ignore it, is what they're telling me. And so it's for you and your energy and your vitality, especially with your physical and your energy levels, balance is a key. And malachite. Well, here I said, look, I have a beautiful piece of malachite right here. Okay, so green, it usually has layers in it. But that's the malachite crystal green. And of course, green is healing. Well, I shouldn't say of course, it's healing. So anything else that you get, Nola, for Donna?
Well, I immediately saw a beautiful tree. So I'm getting, you know, it's important, Donna, for you to spend time in nature and just making that a regular part of your day or just make sure that you're getting out in nature and spending time. And when I picture this tree, I think of it, the grounding tree, because we do a grounding tree meditation for the kids in our workshop. And so that's kind of what I was getting. So making sure that, you're taking that time and being outside and grounding yourself and just being fully present, and that will help allow that guidance to come through too.
And the other picture I get too, it's within your physical also, it's the the network. It's the network that happens within our physical. It's like thinking of the network with inside the tree, but think of the network inside of you. It's really important for you to be balanced. I'm getting flashes of nerves and the endocrine system, and it's really that physical vitality for you. It's, you know, it really, it's about balancing your hormones, my friend. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And that really resonates with me.
You're welcome. And thank you for taking the time to phone in. Everybody, you can phone in on the number that's on the screen. Okay. Thank you so much, Donna, for joining us all the way from out in Vancouver.
Thank you again.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
And Cindy, were you going to do a general reading for
our listeners? Oh, I was. I got right into it, didn't I? I wanted to do a general card pull for everybody, whether you call in or you watch this podcast or hear this podcast in the future. So you're right. So Nola, you can add to it. We'll see what card comes up general, and then we'll do another reading. So here we go. What would you like all of our listeners to focus with this week? Oh, my goodness. All right. Put it back in. Shuffle it again. So that message, if you were listening to it, that message was for everybody that Donna just got, okay? And it is the hormone balance vitality. So I'm going to read, I read about Archangel Raphael, but I'm going to read the Malachite message and the action step. And then whatever you're getting, Nola, you can add also.
Okay.
Malachite, I am like a soldier fighting with resolve and honor. I work with the endocrine system at its foundation and rebuild and balance the strength and vitality within the vast network of glands and hormones. Everybody's going to be running out and buying malachite. I love malachite. It's such an amazing stone. Here is your action step. I ask for assistance from Archangel Raphael and malachite to bring optimal function to the glands and organs within my endocrine system, creating a balanced state for my emotional, mental, and physical well-being. And so for anyone, I always create affirmations because I'm huge on the power of thought. Okay, I'm big on that. Here's your affirmation. So I'll say it. So if you want to write it down, you can. I accept healing in balance with ease and gentleness for my endocrine system now. Okay, and remember, I'm still getting that flash of like the network within our physical being. What else would you like to add to our general message for the week, Nola?
I think just that balance in making sure that our listeners are taking care of themselves, right? I think it's so easy to get busy and, you know, in doing work or, you know, chores or whatever. And so just making sure that they are taking time to go within and to be in that present moment. And I think, you know, since we're talking about that inner guidance, right, it's making sure that you have some of that quiet time every day so that you're able to get those messages that are so important and that I promise, right, which Cindy, that it will make your life so much easier when you're tapping in and trusting that guidance that you get.
Awesome. And balance is a key. Balance is a key in our world. So yes, thank you, Donna, for initiating and that card to come up again. So that definitely, that message was for more than Donna, our caller. Mm-hmm. So anyone else, Lydia, that you've got in the chat or a caller that would like a card pull?
We've got Michelle from Saskatchewan in the chat.
Beautiful. So Nola, I'll let you pull a card for Michelle from Saskatchewan.
Okay. Oh. Fear creates blocks. Okay. Yes. Archangel Michael message I'm going to read. My child, fear connected to change creates blocks in all areas of your life on your physical plane. When you allow fear to override your intuition, you block your path of guided change. Positive fear motivates change and negative fear blocks change. And I think, you know, one of the things too that comes is when we are attached to the outcome of something, right? I think that can often create more fear and make it harder to receive our intuition. So, you know, just getting that when, you know, when you're wanting that guidance, maybe, you know, take just a few deep breaths, or, you know, sometimes like I'll put my hand over my heart, right? And just kind of allow myself to focus within and then, you know, ask for that guidance. So that's, yeah, that's what I'm getting. Cindy, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, what is the crystal on that card? Because
green adventuring.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Another green one.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, Michelle, when Nola started talking about what she was getting, I got a visual of a rock wall, which is very interesting. So it was clearly a rock wall. And when it comes to fear blocks, they're saying for you, there are times that the wall will be short and it's easy to step over. But there are times that fear creates a wall that you can't see over. And it's really learning in ways to, it's like they're showing me that the wall shrinks. I'm not, hopefully this is making sense to you, Michelle. It's like there are times the blocks around fear, you create these huge obstacles and it's like they're layers on top of each other. And then there are times when you're really trusting and knowing that you're to move the next step. It's just like, where is that rock wall? It's gone. It's just so easy to move through. So really, you know, as we've been talking about trusting in that inner knowing and really being aware when ego creates those fear blocks, because that is a great card for it to come up tonight when we're talking about ego, because ego really is what creates fear blocks. Because Michelle, your angel team will guide you on the right path. They will assist you. It's you asking and keep an ego out of it. So hopefully this made sense for you, Michelle. And we really, anything else, Nola, besides that we're in gratitude that she's watching us live?
Yeah. Well, and I think it's just so interesting, right? That again, the things that we were talking about tonight, that it's showing up in the cards, right? And so again, there's just that, you know, that evidence that ego wants, even, right? But
Yes, thank you. This is a small, it's just a small tumbled green adventuring. It's a lighter green stone, whereas the malachite is a darker green stone. So thank you, Michelle. Lydia, do we have another caller or someone in the chat for us?
We have Juliana in the chat, though. They did not mention where they're from.
Okay. Juliana, I will pull a card. So we have the stay out of the past card, and it's interesting because again, this card reflects movement forward, and I'm really getting a strong that there are times that you're pulled to the past, and that creates some ego blocks right there. Because when we're living in the past or recreating an event, or there's something that's coming up that we just can't quite let go, that's ego. Okay. Because our beautiful ego is there to assist us. It's our conscious mind. It's just that when it becomes repetitive. Okay. So it's interesting because I'm still seeing that rock wall. It's almost like it's flashing in my vision tonight, this rock wall, to be very aware when ego is creating the wall. But here's your message. Stay out of the past with Archangel Jeremiah. My child, lessons and understanding come from the past experiences. Dwelling and staying connected to past events stops growth in the now. Acknowledge lessons and let go of past and stay in the now. Otherwise, you keep creating the same lesson over and over. And just like I'm really guided that, again, it's fallen into that theme of the ego traps. Like this is a staying out of the past. Like when we live in the past, when we allow past events to affect us, that's an ego trap. That's one of those, it's big ego traps, right? Nola, you know what I mean by that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so what would you like to add for Juliana?
Well, I just got this picture of almost like, you know, the ribbon cutting ceremonies, but this ribbon was around her, like her waist, right? Holding her back. And then I saw like a big pair of scissors, like, you know, it's time to cut that and let yourself free. And then just seeing like this spiral staircase. And I often, you know, think like, you know, life is a journey, right? And we're often, you know, seeing, we think the same things, right? Like if we look in the center, but as long as we keep, you know, keep going and not letting that fear hold us back, we keep climbing up higher. So it's, you know, we're a different perspective that we're looking down on things. So I think it's so, like you said, it's so important to break through from the past, you know, let go, or, you know, cut that fear, right? And just, and keep going. And then you can, you know, rise above and look at, yeah, have a different perspective.
Yes. That's an awesome visual that they gave you. The other thing that I'm getting for you, Juliana, too, is that there is a relative, somebody that you're close to, that likes to pull you to the past. It's perhaps they're more comfortable in the past is what I'm getting. And there's somebody that you care about, and it is hard for you sometimes to be with this particular loved one because they want to spend time in the past versus the now or looking towards the future. And that does make it difficult for you because you care for them, but it's as if they're bringing that up for me is so that you stop yourself from falling in that trap. Okay. It's somebody you love that has a tendency to want to keep you in the past. And so it's like the angels guiding you to be very aware of your ego when it comes to that. So here's our affirmation for you, Juliana, and anyone else listening on the call is I stay in the now and continue to learn. I stay in the now and I continue to learn. Thank you so much, Juliana, for phoning or going on the chat.
That's a beautiful affirmation.
Yeah. Isn't that, Lydia, do we have anyone else in the chat for us or on the phone?
So Deb, your co-host, has suggested Airdrie from Alberta. And then if there's time, she'd like a reading herself.
One of our co-hosts?
Mm-hmm, Deb Weinberger.
Oh, look at her. She's like, okay. All right. So that's you, Nola.
Okay.
Deb.
Okay. Well, and, you know, I think that's one of the things too. I love having readings, right? I think the hardest person to read for or to get the messages is ourselves. So another good point. Okay. So Deb, accept your personal value. Archangel Raguel, my child, your negative beliefs and values about self create self-sabotage, which stops you from being in your divine truth and decreases your self-value. Value yourself as we witness your true divine perfection as you are now. And I'm going to give you this affirmation to write down. I am divine perfection as I am now. And I think, you know, that's, I mean, a good reminder for Deb, but for all of us. I mean, it's easy to, you know, to not value ourselves, right? We look at what other people are doing or compare ourselves. And Deb, I know that you have very special gifts to share with the world, and it's important that you step into that, claim those gifts. The world is waiting for you to share those.
Yeah, well put. And you know, the what I felt as Nola was pulling the card for you, it was gratitude for being vulnerable. And it's that we're all human, right? And, you know, next week, Deb's going to be on the call and she's going to be pulling cards for our listeners. And it's something sometimes that we need to remind ourselves is to be vulnerable. And it's like your angels want to hold their hands up to you for being vulnerable and asking Deb. And then you get the accept your personal value. So it's like, wow, I love that you stepped up to ask. And, you know, it's a prime example, like what Deb just did right now, it's a prime example for when ego will come up to play. Because there's a good friend of mine recently said to me, and this is what it made me think of, recently said to me, you can be stubborn, Cindy. She said, you can be stubborn when it's asking other people in physical form for help. And I thought, you know, she's right. I'm asking the angels all the time, but, you know, I'll ask my partner, the love of my life, for help, you know, my kids, but friends and people that are out there, I very rarely, and I think it has to do with that vulnerability. And so thank you, Deb, for being a prime example of we are all human. And there's more than just asking the angels for guidance. It's also us learning to ask. And like Nola said, sometimes it's easier to receive the answers as through a conduit of another channel. Mm-hmm. So I love that, you know, at first it was like, Deb, she entered in the chat, but look at how that all unfolded. So thank you, Deb, for being vulnerable and really, truly accepting your personal power. So.
Vulnerable and valuable.
I love that. And right? So this is our second show. And I can really see, I'm going to be loving doing this. I am so happy that we were guided to join Transformational Talk Radio, because I really trust the team that things happen for a reason. And this is an opportunity to give those little tidbits that we didn't think to talk about or bring up in our schedule to talk about or what we wanted to talk about. It's people like you that phone in, want a reading, things come up. So, you know, thank you to all of our listeners for doing that. Right, Nola?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Any other questions or anything, Lydia?
We do have Carly in our YouTube chat, Carly from Michigan.
Okay. Well, let's pull. Thank you, Carly. We will do a quick card pull for you. We've got time, right, Lydia?
Yep, we've got a few minutes left.
Perfect. Okay. Is it my turn? It's my turn. Okay, Carly from Michigan. Oh, wow. We are definitely on the theme that we're talking about, because up comes this card. Fear creates blocks. So Carly, you know, we were talking about this earlier, and this card came up for another person in the chat line. So I'm just going to tap in and really ask the team, It's as if your team really would like to create less anxiety in your world, Carly. And beware of that negative self-judgment. Okay. It isn't like you, it's just, you know how I talk about percentage? It's there once in a while, the negative self-judgment, that you're going to get it wrong, or that when you trust in your guidance, what it's that fear of, am I going to get it wrong? Is it my ego or is it my divine team? And a little bit about your angels would really like to help you with the anxiety and the fear. Somehow they're linked and they really want to assist you with that. So I always say to my students, my clients, the one best thing that can help us with fear and anxiety of change is to stay in the now and accept it. So we're, yes. So thank you for on YouTube to be able to ask this, because I know we're getting close to the end. Any quick thing you want to add to that, Nola?
Just what came to me was breathe. Sometimes you just need to breathe.
Breathe. And it really is a segue to our next show, because Deb Weinberger will be joining me and we are going to be talking about fear and how we use the angels to stay out of fear, because that's our show. So I want to thank my beautiful co-host Nola Peacock for sharing her story. And we both want to thank all of you for tuning into the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can on Transformation Talk Rodeo. Rodeo. We just had the Calgary Stampede here. So I'm saying instead of radio, rodeo. Nola, once again, how are people going to contact you?
They can find me on my website, which is nola-peacock.com or nola@confidenthappykids.com if they want to email me.
And everybody, please remember, go to my website, cindysmithap.com. There will be a box that jumps up and it says, subscribe to my newsletter and receive my new world peace meditation I was guided to gift. Okay, so it's right on my website. Check out all that we do, and thank you once again for joining us. I am so having so much fun doing this.
Thank you for listening to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-host. Learn to empower you with angelic guidance every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's easy to tap into your divine self and trust in your angelic guidance. Let Cindy and co-hosts give you a loving push to explore your potential. For more information, go to CindySmithAEP.com. That's CindySmithAEP.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.